the book Hebrews, part 233. I'm Professor Hannes Redreis of the First Assembly of Yahweh, South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any of my books which I've written, maybe the two keys to the Book of Revelation, English book, which is one of the studies that we are steadily participating in, where if you have the book, you can follow it in the book while we are doing the study. Hallelujah. If you have a question or just want to share something with us, our contact number, WhatsApp, plus 27 international code 0722-367-124. Just go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za. Well, if this is the first time that you are about to participate in the study, you are so very welcome. Always welcome. Please go to part one of the study in order to start from the beginning, because you've missed out on quite a bit of information. It's also very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notification of all the other studies that we are currently busy with. Send this link to your friends and families and everyone who's dear to you. Make sure that you at least have a 1611 King James Bible, pen and a notepad ready. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. Hallelujah. What a privilege just to worship together, just to study together, just to glorify Yahweh and Yahushua through the Ruach HaKodesh. Praise His name. We are currently busy with Hebrews chapter 10, but we are still busy with Ephesians 4 verse 7, and that's the last scripture which we are currently busy with. He says in verse 7, but to every of us who is your first, is given grace. But to every one of us, to every one of us who are Yahweh's, all part of the bride of Yahushua universally, the bride and the Yahweh's is exactly the same people, is given grace. What have we received? Grace. Who is grace? Yahushua, the King of Kings and the Savior of those that loves Him. Hallelujah. When we look at the book Revelation 3 verse 17, we see that we are living in the age of grace. He says there is a seven church age. He says, were you cold or warm? But because you're lukewarm, I will spit you out of my mouth. And that lukewarm situation is the situation where the church, most of the church world today, is functioning in. They're not hot, they're not cold. They have become an entertainment area. Most of the Sunday morning services today are more to entertain people in order for them to feel good when they leave church, or when they leave the gathering. Somebody said on internet, well, last week, that he was approached by certain NAR, New Apostolic Reformation people, and he was asked whether he would like to have a mega church, where they will help him to finance and build a mega church, but he has to change the style in which they are worshipping. Not worshipping Yahweh Almighty, but worshipping in terms of having entertainment on a Sunday morning and a Sunday evening. Not preaching a standard of holiness, but just let people feel good. This is the scenario where we are living in this 21st century in 2025, where people want to feel good. Monday morning, I want to say, I've been in church and it was good. It's not that I was convicted by the Ruach HaKodesh in my soul's dimension, that Yahweh spoke to me through the anointing of the revelation word. No. It's not where I want to change my life. I want to feel good. We obtain grace. The day that we came to repentance, what did we obtain? Grace upon grace. And that's why grace has become part of our being a person today. And it is that grace which drives us to be evangelist. Evangelists not need to be somebody that sits in a study course for 3 years and... No. The moment that we are saved by the grace of Yahushua, the grace of the blood grace, the grace of blood, the redemption blood of Yahushua, the moment that we are saved, we need to become evangelists of the gospel of salvation unto the world. Being what? A testimony. You don't need to have a PhD degree to be an evangelist. We need to live in the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, shining out grace unto a lost world. While the world outside is sick. Sick. The things that's happening, it's sickening. And without even knowing it, we, as part of the bride of Yahushua, universally, we can make a difference. In this morning, you and I can make a difference in the area where we are functioning in. Whether it's in our workplace or the school or businesses or wherever. We are actually called to make a difference. Yahushua called his disciples there, and also the other 70 disciples, which apart from his disciples, which will become the 12 apostles, that 70 he sent them into the world. He said, go preach the gospel unto the world. Lay your hands upon the sick. Cast out demons. And then they came back and said unto Yahweh, it's wonderful. The demons and the spirits obeyed them. People were healed in his name. So those were not, those 70 was not the 12 apostles. Were actually 14 apostles. They were the 70 that Yahushua gathered together and gave them a crash course in being evangelists and then sent them out. We don't need to spend weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks being trained to be evangelists. The moment that we are saved, we have a message unto a lost world. We have a message unto our lost family. We have a message unto our lost friends. We have a message in the area where we live. Come on. Every one of us can make a difference in somebody's life. We are actually called to make a difference. But to every one of us who are your first is given grace. We have been given authority. Authority over demonic and evil spirits. The word says so. He says, lay your hand on the sick and they shall be healed. Come on. Yeah, but it happened in the time of the apostles. It still happens today. It can still happen today. And it is happening today. Preach the gospel of salvation unto the lost and the poor. Because the poor, the moment that they received Yahushua, they become rich. Even more richer than the richest people in the world. Why? Because they now have the gift of life. Unmeasurable. And you know what? It doesn't cost them their tithing, or what you want to call it, money. It doesn't call them anything. It's free. The gospel of salvation, the power of ministering unto a lost world, is free. Yahushua said, free have you received it. Free you must give it. Praise the name of Yahushua. What a privilege to live in the revelation gospel of Yahushua. But to every one of us who are Yahfists, who are part of the bride of Yahushua universally, is given grace. If I then do not have anything else, I have grace. And having this grace means I have life. I know the source where life is coming from. We saw it earlier in the week. We have the source of life. Yahweh, the creator of heaven and earth. Yahushua, his son, who's given his life for us to live and even live into eternity if we live in holiness. It has been given grace. What do we have? We have the fruits of the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit. I might be poor. I might not even have shoes that I wear. I might not even have a car that I can drive. But I have the fruits of the Ruach HaKodesh. I'm richer than the richest. Because my riches is not measured by what I drive, or where I stay, or what I wear. My riches is measured in souls. And that's why Yahushua sent the 70 disciples into the world. He said, without a purse, without a blanket, without shoes, he says, where you come, there you stay. Those that receive you, you bless. And those that does not want to receive you, you also bless them. So we need to even bless our enemies. The Bible says so. We have the blessing of salvation within every one of us. Why? Because we are the temple of the Ruach HaKodesh, hallelujah. The power of Yahweh and Yahushua is seated in every one of our lives. In order to break the chains of bondage and the power of Satan and his demonic evil spirits. We are there spiritual to push over pillars and release those that are bind. This is what the apostles in the old time, the disciples in the time of Yahushua, they functioned in the anointing of the Ruach HaKodesh. And this is what the church has lost. This is what the church has lost in this 21st century. This is what the church has lost in this last 50 years. What have they lost? They lost the anointing of the Ruach HaKodesh. I can remember when I was a youngster in our services, the power of the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, was physical presence in every service. The anointing. Sinners would just come to repentance, crying, just giving their hearts to Yahushua. Today people sit in churches and they don't even feel an anointing. They don't even have a desire to turn their lives around. Because the Bible says in Revelation 3 verse 14 to 22. Then verse 20 says, I stand at the door and I knock. And if anybody would open the door, I will come in and will sup with them, and they with me. Yahweh, through the Ruach HaKodesh, wants to enter the church world. That's why we, in this time, as Yahfits, need to make a difference in the lives of other people every day. We can. That's what we've been called for. I'm just going to finish this. But to every one of us who are Yahfits, is given grace according to the measure of the gift. Father Yahweh, it says of Yahweh our Elohim, Father Yahweh will not anoint you with a gift if he's afraid that you might harm yourself with it. He will give you according to the measure that you can obtain. Let us be in this day, let us be a blessing unto the kingdom of Yahweh, Shua. And let's go out and minister the gospel to somebody. I don't mean let's go to England or America. Let's start right here. Being a blessing, we can. Till tomorrow morning, if his Father's will, Maranatha. Yahweh Shua is coming back again. Hallelujah.